From LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
The term contact sport probably conjures images of traditionally masculine activities like football or men's hockey. But in Louisville, there's another option, the River City Junior Roller Derby Team. As part of the Next Louisville, WFPL's Ashley Stevens reports the members of this team are young and predominantly female, and they're learning to embrace their own toughness both on and off the rink.
16-year-old Luna Krell skates up to the pleather booth where I'm sitting at Champ's Roller Drone. She takes a minute to remove her helmet and pop out a hot pink mouth guard, then proceeds to break down the basics of roller derby.
You have 5 people on the rink for each team, 4 blockers and 1 jammer. And the blocker's job is to stop the other team's jammer from lapping them, and the jammer scores points by passing each player.
Luna, whose roller derby name is Catastrophe, spelled with a K, has been involved with the River City Junior Roller Derby team for nearly 3 seasons.
It's definitely been life-changing for me. Yeah, I was really self-conscious and, you know, I was going through a lot of issues before I joined, and when I did, it was kind of like I'd found my place.
And with that, she finds her place back out on the rink as the skaters practice for their first bout against the Cincinnati Junior Roller Girls later this month. River City Junior Derby has been around for about 7 years. It's for kids of all genders between the ages of 8 and 17. But most of the skaters are young girls, amongst whom the level of camaraderie is incredibly high. According to RCJD President Deidre Fueling, the coaches really put an emphasis on their students' emotional well-being, while also teaching them skating skills.
Unfortunately, with our league, we are only able to practice 1 hour and 45 minutes a week. That is probably the smallest amount of practice that any roller derby league has. So what are we going to do? We're going to boost the confidence of our players so that they have fun no matter if we win or lose.
And it shows. Here's 11-year-old River Hoke, aka Triforce.
I love these people. They're just so competitive and so strong-willed and determined. It's just very welcoming and nice.
And like Luna Krell, a bunch of the girls say that being part of this high-energy contact sport has helped with their self-esteem, both on and off skates. It's something the skaters' parents have noticed, too.
My name is Daniel Statham, and my daughter is Red Scorpion, otherwise known as Maggie Statham.
Maggie began roller derby right around the time she was starting a new high school, where she only knew one other girl.
She has lots of friends now in high school that I think if she didn't do this, she might not have that confidence to go up to girls that she's never known. This has really helped her come out of her shell.
And some parents, like Anessa Cranson, actually sought out roller derby as a way to instill communication skills and confidence in their daughters. Cranson's daughter, 13-year-old Alina, or Meanie Leanie, struggled with bullying at school. After talking with some of her friends who do adult roller derby, Cranson thought getting Alina involved in River City Junior Derby might help with her self-esteem.
I feel like she needed to be a part of a group of empowering women to kind of help her come out of her shell, especially as a young teenager, to like be around other women and girls as this crazy transition is happening.
And even the youngest skaters can tell there's something special about this group. Rosie Miller is 10. She's been skating since she was 7. And she says she gets to brag to her friends at school about her team.
They think I'm, like, really tough and stuff. And I don't know if they admire me or they just are amazed.
Do you think you're tough?
Probably, yeah.
This story is part of the Next Louisville, Youth Voices, a reporting partnership between 89.3 WFPL News and the Community Foundation of Louisville.